He wants you to be enraptured with Him. And there are things in our lives when we are His that He will wound us and afflict us and hurt us so that we will turn to Him and realize the value of finding joy in the will of God, finding joy in His way and rejoicing in His way, remembering His way. Isaiah chapter number 30, Isaiah chapter number 30 says this in verse number 20. Isaiah 30 in verse number 20 says that God does a couple things in our life that are not always pleasant, but they are beneficial, profitable for us. He says this, verse number 20, "And though the Lord gives you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction," the bread of adversity, adverse, hard, harsh things, and the water of affliction, hurtful, difficult, challenging, wounding, troubling things. You see what he did there? He said the bread of adversity and the water of affliction. Bread and water are two things that physical men and women, we, humanity, man, bread and water, two things we cannot survive in this world without. We need the sustenance of bread and water to make it. You can't survive. You won't be able to live. Your physical frame cannot make it in this physical world without the nourishment of bread, food, and the supply or refreshing of water in our system. You just can't survive without it. Now, what Isaiah does under the inspiration of God's Spirit, it says that in the kingdom of God, God looks at adversity and affliction like bread and water, things that we, at times in our journey with Him, cannot survive in the kingdom without. And He, better than anybody, knows how to lead, how to feed, and meet our every need. And some of those needs, as it was with Jonah, God afflicted him. He hurt him. He wounded him in His chastening love. And it was through the affliction, as David said, that I learned your statutes. It is good that you gave me the water of affliction. It is good that you gave me the hardships of life, that I would turn to you and not seek my own way, not run from you, but run toward you, run toward your people, run toward your place, run toward your principles, run toward your promises, not run from you and run from your ways, but that you gave me exactly what I needed, even though what I needed hurt me. What I needed afflicted and was harsh and hard upon me. You're divvying out. You divvy out it. You gave me justice. And that justice that you gave me in your judgment toward me and your faithfulness toward me was good for me. I want to tell you, God is not what most of America and around the world proclaims Him to be. He's unveiled Himself to us in the revelation of His Word. And just because I don't see quick judgment upon my actions doesn't mean I'm justified in what I'm doing. just because I don't see undeniable wrath upon me doesn't mean I'm winning in life. Jonah didn't see a quick judgment. He didn't see this clear, undeniable wrath upon his life. He had gone for a period of time in this condition of his heart. It was just in time God came to him to reveal to him where he was really at in life, and that he recognized, God recognized, this man is happy in lifeless things. This man is delighted in things that I am devoid of. This man is excited about things that are empty of me. And he needs affliction in his life. He needs to be thrown out into the deep blue sea and swallowed up by a great fish and brought down, down, down to a place in his life where he cannot help but look up to me. Oh, God knows exactly what we need. He knows how to lead us. And without any question, he knows how to feed us. And some of his provision comes with the harshest and most hurtful things that this life has to offer. But it's always good. It's always good when God is at work chastening us, because his chastening love is manifestation of us belonging to him. He could have easily let us go. He could have easily just let us go on our own and not do one thing about it. But because he loves us, and because he loves granting repentance, because he loves forgiving, because he loves showing mercy, he was going to do a work in Jonah to get Jonah to a place to send him to a people. And those people would turn their heart's affection unto him. And for somebody like you and me today, this message is a message for us to recognize that God desires and delights when I am happy in him, joyful in him, set apart and holy in him. And he will engage me in my agenda. He will afflict me on my path. And he will empower me to see what I need to see and equip me to finish the work that he's called me to do. Oh, he's faithful, and he's just, and he's good. And to him be the glory. To him be the praise. I encourage you today to take these words and just remember that Jesus stood in your stead and took your judgment. Jesus had the wrath of God poured out upon him and shed his blood that you and I can be free, not to go do what we want, but be free and justified to follow hard after him. God bless y'all. I pray these things help you, encourage you to look unto Jesus. God bless you.